Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem from my collection, Geosmin, entitled January Brink. There are people who love summer as a time of gathering outdoors. I suppose I like that, but I love snowy winter even more. There's something clean and spare about it, and the snow and ice catches the most beautiful light. I once saw a graph of day length throughout the year, and it was represented as a lopsided lemniscate, that figure eight symbol resting on its side representing infinity. The center of the figure eight represented the equal day length at the two equinoxes, vernal and autumnal. The outsides of the fat loop and the skinny loop represented the long days of midsummer versus the days around winter solstice. That image can be found in this poem, and somehow that graph became islands far apart in the Hebrides. Here's the poem. January Brink. Strange how, standing in my thickest winter parka in our snow-covered field, I have no insulation from January sadness. Not the longing for summer's green, growing, water-free flowing, late nights of lights, elegant foods of languid gathering. Instead, I mourn winter's passing. Fallen flakes will aggregate to corn snow, who knows why it's called that, and in mere weeks, amber grass blades will re-inflate with green. If my life traverses the path of lemniscate, the figure eight pattern of day length on a mathematician's graph, solstice extremes of light and dark are the year's outer reaches, and January is where cliffs meet sea on the far banks of some Scottish island, where all we can do is turn back, cross the middle of deep, and fling ourselves to the other side, not knowing or remembering if the fullness of June is so much better than this. Midday January, clear sky, sun-drenched snow where my tracks across the New Year's field pool blue. You have been listening to January Brink, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at catherineyoungwriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.